Welcome back to a Single Quest podcast.
That was quick.
The one-on-one Dungeons & Dragons podcast, where we make up the story as we go.
Do we?
This is season three, the final season of a Single Quest podcast.
The last one.
It's getting serious. We don't have fun this season. That's the
no
gimmick.
No fun. That is the gimmick. It's a season. It's a whole season of no fun.
Yeah. And boy, is it not working for us.
No. I can't help it.
It's unavoidable.
No matter how much I dislike spending time with you, it always ends up being enjoyable. I always end up liking it.
It's always a good time, and I don't know why we made up this gimmick, but here we are.
All right, let's try our best to not have any fun today.
Okay, cool. Then I'm ready. I've got my spreadsheets out. I'm suppressed all my emotions. Let's do it.
Okay. You will.
Oh, by the way.
What's up?
I'm Matt, and he's Zach.
Oh, shit, yeah. This is yeah, welcome. First-time listeners. Yeah. So, you'll recall where we last left off. Matt, Toby was venturing up a tower to kill Lord Voldemort and get the last page for the Book of Words. Along that way, you made a deal with Mr. Tumnus, which now lets you summon your Sword of Damage and send it away. Do you remember what the magic word is?
Yeah, the magic word was... right? What was it?
It's like...
Yeah, like, that's right. It was some stutter.
Right, it's not a word that at least Toby knows, I don't know.
Perfect.
You begin to venture up the tower, finding first a library full of embarrassing stuff where the librarian was named. Do you remember?
Poop. Hold on. I have it written down. Poopy Nips forgot to wipe.
I remember after we recorded, I went upstairs and told my wife that. She was like, I might skip that one. I don't know.
Well, he's coming back, baby.
Then you faced a mechanical bull, and after you had slayed it, discovered that Korn, your kobold sidekick, had been petrified into stone and was frozen. Mm-hmm. But you continued up the tower with your mission. Toby, where we continue our story... You are ascending a staircase on the outside of the tower when suddenly you see a line of humanoid mortals. Humans, dwarves, elves, half-elves, half-orcs, musicians.
Humanoid mortals. Why does it always have to be humanoid mortals?
They are.
That's my Indiana Jones moment.
Yeah. They are chained together and wearing tattered clothes, standing in a long line that seems to continue along the staircase that wraps around the tower externally.
Oh, so they're in line?
They're in line for something.
I get in line.
Okay.
Hey, what are we waiting for?
Person just looks at you wide-eyed in front of you. It's a dwarven woman. She just looks at you like wide-eyed and like shakes her head. Takes her shackled hands and puts a finger over her mouth like, shh.
Okay, sorry. I lean over, look over her shoulder. Is anything coming?
Make a perception check.
Okay. As always, I'm prepared with my dice.
Yeah. You have them out?
I have them out, I have them ready, and here they go!
Whee!
I unplugged my headphones. That's a... Is that 12.
12. You don't see anything coming, but you hear what sounds like voices barking orders or something ahead. You can't make out what they're saying, but you hear voices ahead.
Okay, great. So they're like against the wall?
Kind of. They're the line of people? Yeah. So there's like the railing side on the left and the wall side on the right, and they're all on the right.
Okay. I'm going to go to the right of them and just kind of squeeze my way.
Oh, in the, like, narrow pushing section.
Past them. And I'm going to try to sneak
as I do this. Yeah.
Damn it. 11.
11.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Yeah, you hear, like, you're actually pretty quiet, but as the people shuffle to make room for you, the chains ching, ching, cling, 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 before you hear, like, hey! Who's down there?
I freeze.
You hear, and all the people start shaking and their chains ting, 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 ting.
I try to get in line and, like, pretend that I'm shackled up.
I'll give you one more roll. Roll a deception check.
Okay. I'm usually good at those. That's a natural one. Oh! For a 13 total.
13 total. As you're standing there, you see a massive gargoyle figure clambering down the stairs, and it stops when it sees you and just goes, yo! Sticks out its hand and sort of wags its finger, like, come with me.
Oh, sure, yeah. Sorry, I came unstuck, so it's a good thing you found me.
Puts
I duck under the chain.
Oh. Stone hand on your shoulder and, like, gently shoves you in front of him and, like, prods you with a mace and just starts, like, pushing you up the stairs.
Okay, that's fine. I freely walk up with him.
Behind you. Eventually you enter into the tower once again as you cross, I'm going to say, like, 60 people in total are chained up in this line. And as you get there, you see there's another taller gargoyle. Like, the one that came and got you was sort of, like, stocky and shorter compared to this one, which is, like, more lithe and tall. They both do appear like they look like they're made of stone, and each of them carries a mace. And you see, as you enter this room, it's bizarrely seems larger than the room with the mechanical bull, even though it's higher up. You would think it would get, you know, more narrow. And in this room, there is on the left side a massive fireplace, in the middle, what looks like an enormous press. With a lever, like a hydraulic press. And then to the right of that, a massive window, which looks like it has a platform outside of it.
And, wow, like a balcony?
Kind of like a balcony. And as you get there, he goes, hey, Costello, we got a straggler, we got a stranger. I don't know who this person is. Costello looks, he's like, shove him in the chair. Tell the boss. Whatever happens, happens. Let's keep it moving. All right, fine. And you see there's a big chair, and the other one just kind of shows you the chair.
What's going to happen if I sit on the chair? Just curious. I'm a hard worker.
Well, we don't know yet.
You don't know yet? What usually happens?
We send word. We get word back.
Oh, it's just a waiting room chair.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go up to it and, like, do an arcana check just to make sure. Actually, can I do an insight check?
Yeah.
To see if they're telling the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, these rolls today. 14.
There is something more going on here, but it doesn't feel as though they're lying to you. There's something in this room that is putting you on edge, but you can't tell what it is.
Okay.
You definitely don't get the sense that, like, what they're saying isn't true, but they're not telling you everything.
Gotcha. All right, then I'll go ahead and sit in the chair.
You sit in the chair, and the other gargoyle lumbers back over, and he goes, so where were we? What's going on here? Who what are these people's names? What are we doing with them? And he goes, well, you know, humanoids, these names. They give them such peculiar names. Funny names, how? Like my name? No. Nicknames, you see. So, let's see. The first, we got who gets burned, what gets smushed, I don't know, goes out the window. Yeah, that's what I want to know. I want to know what's the name of the guy that gets burned.
Sorry.
No, what's not the guy that gets... Excuse us one moment. What's not the guy that gets burned? What gets smushed? I'm not asking you who gets smushed. No, who gets burned? I don't know. Out the window! They say it at the same time. And you hear as they say that, sobs break out amongst the people who have been waiting.
Sorry, I caught your one name, Estello. Can I just venture a guess to your other name?
Sure.
Does it rhyme with Abbott?
That's damn good. You're a smart kid.
Just a hunch. What is your name?
Well, it's Abbott.
It's just Abbott.
Abbott.
Abbott and Estello.
Costello is his name.
Oh, his name is Costello. Okay, I just miss her.
Do you mind? We're in the middle of the show.
Damn, I got free seats. No, please continue.
Well, where were we? Okay, so let's say this. Let's say I grab the first person. I know that someone's got to go in the fire, so I take the person, and I go up to the fire, and I burn who? That's the first thing you've said that's made sense all day. I don't know what I'm talking about! You hear his, like, cries, continue, sobs.
Oh my god. Okay.
This continues for another 5 or 6 minutes of the whole sketch.
You doing both sides of an Abbott and Costello sketch. It's really entertaining. Alright. While they're distracted, can I see a window of time where I can just get up and leave?
I'd say make another insight check.
Okay. Hey, 24.
24. Your theater training comes in, having put on a show or two, and you start to get a sense for the flow of the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, Abbott goes, why? I don't know. He goes out the window, and I don't give a damn. And the other one goes, huh? And he goes, and I don't give a damn. But it goes, oh, well, we eat him. And he goes, bah! And you, that is the button on the sketch, so that you know that that's an opportunity where they're going to be at their most, like, satisfied, distracted, relieved, whatever that you can.
That's the hardest. For. Everyone's crying. All right. As that final line is said, I just casually get up, leave, like I'm going to the bathroom or something. And you said there was a balcony, a pressure plate, a fire pit. Were there any other entrances or exits?
The only way that you see in and out of the room are the staircase up and that balcony.
Gotcha. I think I'll just continue to the staircase up.
I'm sorry, the staircase up to here.
Oh, and okay. Then, like, I'll
enters this room. Yeah.
I gotcha. Then I'll go to the balcony.
Okay. As you make your way to the balcony, I'll say make a stealth check with advantage because you found the right moment to sneak past.
All right. That's a 25.
25. You successfully, like, slither in between as they're sort of, like, taking bows almost. And you can hear the people crying because they know that it's like, all right, now they die, you know.
It's so sad.
And as you leap out onto the balcony, you see there is almost like lattice work, like at a botanical garden or something, or like up the side of like a swanky mansion, like wood paneling that's almost kind of like a ladder that leads to another balcony a level up.
Great. I would like to try to start climbing that.
Make an athletics check.
All right. I'm sorry to leave Abbott and Costello so soon. Athletics. That's going to be a 14.
14. As you begin to clamber up, your foothold breaks off at one point, and you start dangling just by the tips of your fingers, and you actually drop down and manage to land still on the balcony, but you don't successfully climb up. At which point you hear Abbott go, "Hey! The chair's empty! Where'd the guy go?" And they start seeming to be looking around for you.
Okay. I cast Thorn Whip, and I whip it up to the next balcony.
Interesting. I'd say make another athletics check. Make another athletics check.
And I'll kind of use... Oh, great. 18. I'll kind of use the footholds to assist me climbing up the...
Nice. I like that whip. A lot. So you kind of whip up and then start to gym rope climb up while using the balcony to climb up. And as you get to the top, you hear the sound of their footsteps sort of running out and the sound of them looking for you, but you do not see them.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to hop over the edge of the balcony and peek inside.
Okay. You see a beautiful, albeit small, atrium of sorts. On the far side, a massive circular door that almost looks like a disc. And in this room, you see a gorgeous piano, a full, any stringed instrument you could imagine, cello, bass, violin, lute, woodwind instruments, just like lining the walls. And it's just this gorgeous, like, music space. Almost like a...
Wow.
Like a... It almost looks like an ornate rehearsal space for, like, an orchestra or something.
Wow. Is there, like, a harmonica?
Roll in perception.
Say, 21.
You spot a harmonica resting on top of a box. Like a wooden, almost like locker that has several woodwinds in it.
Man, they've got everything here. All right. I'm going to make my way over to the harmonica. And I'm going to take it. I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Okay.
For later. Don't know what I'm going to use it for. But I have it now.
Now you have one.
I go over to the piano. Do I sense anyone else in this room?
I'd say, what, you rolled perception already?
Yeah, that was a 21 for the harmonica, but...
Yeah, but I'd say, like, as you glance around the room, it seems pretty empty.
Okay. I'm gonna go over to the piano and just play one of the middle keys. Ding!
Boom! Strikes the note. Sounds well-tuned.
Okay. Is there anything else in here that looks valuable, expensive?
Oh, it all looks valuable.
Okay. Anything I can put stuff into my pocket, I will take.
Okay, you get a couple.
There's probably not
picks.
A lot. Yeah.
Well, little, like a tuning fork, a little mouth harp, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The things are like, boing, dong, bang.
In an orchestra setting.
Yeah. Perfect. And it says you're just, like, looking for these valuables that you hear, like... Oh, there he is. Who is that? No, who's downstairs? He gets burnt. I meant, what's this person name? No, what gets smart? And he just smacks the other gargoyle. They have used their massive wings on their back and have flown up to join you in this room and are...
That...
Arguing, but also taking a menacing look towards you. So what are you doing?
That would make a lot of sense. I am going to cast invisibility on myself.
Nice.
And walk towards the disc door.
Okay. You turn invisible. And they go, ah! We lost him. Where'd he go? No. where it gets burned and then smushed. And they start looking around the room. Give me a stealth check with advantage.
Okay. That is a 19.
They are looking around at parts of the room where you are not. But they are lifting up lockers that have these instruments and shoving them around. One of them pushes the piano and you can hear it slide into the wall and crack as it hits it. But you get to the door and you look at it and you see on it four different silhouettes of vaguely human, just seem to symbolize beings. It's very simple, just like a head and shoulders. And each of them has musical notes coming from them on this door.
Okay, interesting. I'm going to cast Druidcraft and try to make some wind noises and some birds chirping on the balcony. Just the noises.
Okay.
Try to distract them, get them out of here.
Give me a deception check.
Okay. 22.
So I'll say, as you make that sound, one of them goes, "Hey, did you hear that?" And he punches the other one, who falls onto the piano, and as he hits the piano, as his arms hit the keys, makes a gong, and he goes "Ah!" and howls in pain a little bit, and you watch as that happens, one of these silhouettes on the door shines for half a moment and then dissipates.
Oh. Okay.
But they are distracted. They're heading towards the balcony.
Great. I'm going to make my way towards the piano.
Okay.
No. As I'm making my way, I pause and I'm like, wait, I know magic. And I cast Mage Hand.
Interesting.
To play a different note on the piano.
I can't sing.
Play all of the notes.
yeah, you play a note.
So what I do is nothing happens. Mm-hmm. I bring my mage hand all the way down all the keys.
Nothing happens.
All right. Now I move my mage hand.
You also cast
to...
Mage Hand, so that's a spell, so you're now visible again, but they're not looking at you.
Oh, really?
I when forgot you cast that a spell, happens. You lose invisibility. They haven't
okay, now I know that.
Just yet.
Okay.
You're also playing piano, so they're about to.
All right, I'm going to go hide under the piano.
Roll a stealth check. Just straight roll.
Oh, my God. 24.
You slide under as they, huh? Who's playing the piano? Don't stop. That's enough.
And I move the mage hand to the cello.
Uh huh.
I start playing some notes there.
Boom. Nothing.
Was there anything different on the figures? Were there instruments next to them?
Nope.
It's just four figures. All right. I'm just gonna try all of the instruments.
With Mage Hand?
Yeah.
With all the ones you can, I guess. Cause you can strum strings, but it's kind of hard to play a flute with Mage Hand.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. None of the instruments seem to do anything.
I'm going to study the piano. Is there anything special on the piano? Investigation?
Yeah.
Natural 20. For a 28.
Is normal as hell. It's very nice, but there's no runes, there's no magic, it's just a piano.
So when he slammed his fist onto the piano, it made a sound and the door lit up.
He also made a sound.
He also made a sound. And one of the figures lit up. I'm going to go to the door again and go, ah.
As you climb out from under the piano and walk towards the door, you let out a little note, and that it begins to shine, and they go, "Oh, there he is," and start clambering over to you.
All right, I start singing, "I'm on the fly because my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel the sky."
You watch as, the more you sing, it grows more and more and more.
Shakira, Shakira. And then I take out the harmonica and start playing it.
Give me a performance check.
Alright, cool. That is a 16.
You watch as you're singing. Abbott strikes you twice. with a 24 and a 7 to hit.
The 24 will hit.
Dealing 6 points of piercing damage as he bites you. He strikes you once and misses, and then bites you. And you feel his sharp stony teeth dig into your side before the other one smacks him and goes, "Oh, no, no, no. Wait a second." And the you stop singing when that happens at first, and the door shuts back off. And he goes, "Wait. What are we, first and foremost? I thought you said what is getting smushed." He smacks him and he goes, "No. What are we, first and foremost?"
Mm-hmm.
"Performers."
I start playing the harmonica. And I look at both of them. I make eye contact. And I nod encouragingly.
Okay, what kind of harmonica are you playing?
I'm playing some folk. I'm playing folk music.
Okay.
No. I start folk, and then I look at them, and I'm like, "I know a better tune." And I start playing some ragtime.
They start singing along with a harmonica. They sort of like start to figure it out along the way. You get to the end of the song, you know, "Telephone and tell me I'm your own." It's like barbershop quartet. I don't know. I thought of, yeah, you said ragtime, and I was like, "Hello, my baby, hello, buddy, hello, my
That's
ragtime
perfect.
Girl."
Exactly that.
And when the song comes to an end, you see that three of these things, these symbols, are fully lit up, but you are missing a fourth one still. And as the song ends, they all turn back to not being lit up.
What happened? What? I thought we had it. Abbott, Costello, what was missing?
I was a little sharp.
Here. I think we can do it together. I'll sing with you this time. We have to be fully in it, though. Your heart needs to be in it.
Okay.
All right, I believe in you. I trust in you. And I give them, I give them both a couple gold pieces as a tip.
Thanks.
There's more where that came from.
Okay. All right. Come on. You can do this.
Ba-da, ba-da, ba-ba. Oh, hello, my baby. My baby. Hello, my
hello,
honey.
My honey. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you will lose me. Telephone. And tell me I'm your own. That's gonna sound
hilarious.
That's gonna require.
It's gonna be great.
three symbols light up and they glow very brightly, but the fourth one is never illuminated.
Can I study the symbols? Is there anything different about the fourth one?
Make an arcana check.
Alright. That is a 15.
15. I'd say now that you've done this a couple times and you were watching more closely on that last one, it's not like the first one lights up and then is full, and then the second one lights up and is full. It is when each of you starts singing, one of them lights up. So you simply need another
Don't
person.
Have enough. Hey. Which of those prisoners down there has the best voice? Who, what, which, where?
I don't know.
Any of them? I think we need to hold an audition.
No, I don't know. I don't know's got a great voice.
Oh, okay, okay, great. Let's go get I don't know.
I can't believe that worked. That worked out so well. I should have been like, why? No, I don't know. They go downstairs and you hear, no, no, no. And they fly up and land with I don't know at the in the music room.
All right. I don't know. Listen, we're not here to hurt you. I don't even know what these guys are up to. I don't know what you've seen. All I know is I need your voice. All right?
I don't know is a half-elven woman. She's... what?
Trust me. Do you know how to sing?
I mean, I can carry a tune okay. I'm a little pitchy.
Okay, that's totally fine. We just need to make a simple chord, all right? Let's all do that together, all right?
There's it is objectively the worst song that this group has assembled as they.
The dissonance.
It's like dissonance, not harmonious at all, but the door. And then it spins. And falls open.
Amazing. Yeah! All yeah! Right.
And then you watch Costello grab, I don't know, and yeet her off the balcony. As she goes flying, they go, all right, now you die. And roll for initiative. Because they're attacking you.
All right, that's a natural one.
Hey, they rolled better than you. And I don't know was going to go out the window, so that still came true.
Perfect.
They each go before you. Costello sort of leaps forward first and goes, it's nothing personal. Just, you know, can't let anyone go up any higher. First attack is a 9, second one's a dirty 20.
I'll shield the first one.
Okay.
Or the second one.
So they have a bite and a mace.
Perfect.
Then the other one goes, rolls a 13 and a 19.
That does not hit.
Okay. That means it's your turn.
I'm going to dash to the balcony. Mm-hmm. And use my thorn whip to swing back down. Can I disengage with them?
It would be an action.
Okay, so
you're a rogue. You're a rogue, right?
I bonus action disengage with them, thorn whip the balcony, and swing back down to that first level where all the prisoners are.
Okay, so that's probably your full movement and your action to do
yeah.
so. Done?
That's and I'll just land on the balcony.
So that's, we'll call it, what's your, it, disengage is just, it's not a dash. It's just that you can not prompt attacks.
Of opportunity, yeah.
Of opportunity. So you use 30 feet to get down back to that balcony, we'll say.
Yeah. Is that all right? Is that possible?
Just make a dexterity check for me. I'll say okay. Acrobatics check if you want.
All right, that's a 19.
19. I'm going to say you land prone, but don't take any damage.
Okay.
As you land on the ground. The gargoyles have 60 feet of flying speed. So you hear their wings as one of them lands in front of you on the balcony, and the other flies above you on the other side. And they're both going to take two attacks at advantage against you.
Okay.
Abbott's two attacks are a 22 and an a 22 on the first one.
Uh-huh, that hits.
And a 12 on the second one.
That does not hit.
So you've been hit once. I'm just going to do all the damage later. Then Costello's first attack is a 13.
Nope.
And his second attack is a 22.
That'll hit. So I got two
so
hits.
So you take 11 points of damage.
Okay. We just had a beautiful song together. What? Why are you doing this?
It was your swan song.
I cast command on the one in front of me.
Okay.
And they need to make a wisdom saving throw.
What do you say?
I point to the prisoners and I say, release.
He watches, he... and then he, like, stiffens. The spell worked, but he does it on his turn.
Perfect. And then I turn around to the other gargoyle. And I...
You got a bonus action.
I'd like to cast it at a higher level, then. At second level.
Oh, at both of them.
Yeah.
What's your DC?
DC is... 15?
Abbott failed. He rolled a 9. Costello rolled a 16.
Okay, great. Is there any bard stuff that I could do to decrease his roll?
Yeah, do you have cutting words or anything?
I don't think so.
That might be for attacks, actually.
Yeah. No. All right. That's fine. I just face him then.
Okay. At the end of your turn, you watch as Abbott stiffens and lumbers across the floor, raises his mace high in the air, and brings it down on the chains heading down the line. You watch as the people are freed. It's going to take him a turn or two to fully free them all. How long mm-hmm. does... Would you cast command?
Yeah. Command is... One round.
So I'll say he frees about half of them in one round.
Awesome.
But then Costello is going to attack you twice still. 8 and 18 to hit.
That will hit. I'll shield it.
Okay. You put up a magical field of energy and block the second attack from striking you.
Awesome. Great. I'm using a lot of shields here.
It's your turn.
Great. I'm going to take out my... I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast, my new spell.
Ooh.
At this guy. So I'm going to conjure up the energy that Mr. Tumnus was granting me. I'm going to aim my hand at Abbott or Costello.
Costello's the closest one to you.
Costello. And I'm going to release this blast of Eldritch energy.
You have disadvantage unless you back away from him.
Oh. That's right. I'm still prone, aren't I?
No, you're within melee. And range attacks have disadvantage when you're within melee range.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Or maybe that's not the case for spells.
Well, I have unlimited, cunning actions, right?
You can
as a rogue.
I mean, you could bonus action in a day, yeah, per turn you get one.
But, yeah, so yeah. I'll just disengage as a bonus action and Eldritch Blast him.
Cool.
Backstep, aim it. And that is a... What is it? It's a 15 to hit.
It's exactly what you need as your ray of energy strikes into the stonework.
Nice.
Of his body.
Now, Eldritch Blast now does... I can shoot 3 beams at my 11th spellcaster level. That's 9. 10... 17.
17 hits as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do I have to roll for each beam?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a 9 damage on the first roll. Okay. I was rolling damage. All right, so that's a 16 for the next beam.
Hits.
And a 26. for the last one.
So you shoot out three powerful beams of energy and strike all three.
So that's 17 damage.
Okay. That brings us to the people who I'm going to roll contested d20s to see if they can collectively overpower Abbott. Mm-hmm. Their combined strength, they got a natural 20.
Yeah!
And he got a dirty 20.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to vote that they win, and that they simultaneously free the remaining people, and Costello or Abbott is like being forced backward into the room towards the fiery pit and the hydraulic press thing.
Awesome.
And he loses his turn, but Costello is still attacking you with a 12 and a 16 to hit.
He closes 16 the gap. Hits.
He closes the gap to attack, dealing 8 points of damage.
Okay, I take that. I take that happily. I'm going to again disengage and bring him closer to the hydraulic press. So I'm going to start making my way towards the hydraulic press
as
well.
Oh, interesting. You're hoping he's chasing you.
Mm-hmm. And I'll cast a few more Eldritch Blasts.
Right on.
That's a 24 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
17. And a 6. Sorry, 8.
The 6, the 8 or 6 or whatever does not hit, but the other ones do.
Okay, so that's another 9 damage.
Across 2 hits?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I'm just goading him.
Another contested strength check. The people got a 19 to Abbott's 17. I'm going to rule that he is basically all but shoved into the hydraulic press. Like, they are getting close to smushing him because they keep outrolling him. Costello is going to close the gap, take 2 attacks. It's a 3 and a 6. So
that does not hit.
Completely swings wide. I'm sorry, not a 3, a 5. 5 and an 8, but still, not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's you again.
All right. Now I'm going to draw my attention to Abbott,
mm-hmm.
because he's almost in the hydraulic press. Is there any contraption I need to press to make it
Looks
activate?
Like there's a lever next to it.
All right. I'm going to disengage and run to the lever.
Give me a strength check.
All right. Yeah, that's a... Rolled an 18. Plus 1.
19. You pull it down, and the hydraulic press... And you watch as Abbott... No! No! What? 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 Gets smashed into fine powder as this press smushes him.
Not what? It's Toby.
However, the lever breaks off.
Oh, all right. Is there a what in the crowd?
What high fives you?
All right, and I turn my attention back to Abbott.
Costello.
Or Costello.
Costello is starting to figure out what's going on. No. You watch as he reaches out and grabs the most adorable child in this crowd, pulling them backwards, and he backs away towards the balcony, holding his mace. Stay
all right.
Back.
Don't do anything rash. Everything's okay. Hey, kid, what's your name?
Because.
Because. Because I want to know.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Tell me what?
What? What?
No.
You just high-fived his...
Not you, what? So dumb. All right, listen. We can leave this be. We can let it go. I'll let you go. Just drop the child. What are you guarding here, anyway? What are you doing here?
A
my job.
Who pays you?
The man upstairs.
Look, I'll give you 20 gold pieces to just get out of here. Start a new life as a performer. Find your next Costello.
I'm or Costello. Abbott. Roll a persuasion and check.
You're really talented. 15.
Gold's not gonna cut it.
What can I do to change your mind?
20 gold's not gonna cut it because the man upstairs is gonna retaliate. He doesn't take kindly to people crossing him. So, take care of him.
Okay. I will take care of him. And you and all of these people will be free. That was my plan already. You don't have to worry. I'll let the little girl down, and
no,
I'll be on my way.
Not yet. Everything stays cucumber cool down here until you come back down with proof that the man upstairs is dead.
All right. But if I come back down and a single hair on any one of these people's head is harmed, it's the end for the Abbott Act. Costello.
Feels like you're doing it on purpose now.
Roll, see you later, Costello.
Roll intimidation.
22.
Okay. So you said see you later. Are you going back up through the music room then?
I am.
For the sake of brevity, you take up the same thorn whip strategy, which you now have mastered, and begin to ascend the staircase. As you do, you eventually come to the top of the tower. You watch as the stairs peel off of the spire-like shape and seem to continue impossibly beyond the top of the structure, until they stop along a black, shadowed cloud which has almost translucent walls. You see a handful of shelves, desks, bookcases, etc., a fireplace, this bizarre, like, study floating above this tower. And as you step onto the cloud, you see a shadowy figure sort of emerge from within the cloud. Pale, dry skin, suction cupped tight to the bone of this figure, on their hands, pull back a cloak, revealing a hideous bald head with deep inset sunken eyes, high cheekbones, a slit for a nose, sharp teeth, and just darkness around the robes as the figure reaches out to you and says,
Toby Flutterheart, the boy who lived, come to die.
Oh my god.
And that's where we'll end.
The moaning of Avada Kedavra.
Until next time, Matt, did you have fun today?
Oh, god damn it. I did, I have to be honest.
I had a feeling. I had a little bit of fun, too.
I did. What are we going to do? We can't keep doing this.
This will be the last season.
If we have fun again, this will be the last season.